meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Brenda. Brenda is our secretariat and will be supporting this review team. So I think you've become very familiar with Brenda. She does an amazing job keeping us all connected and things moving. So thank you, Brenda. I'm Karen Mulberry, and I wanted to welcome you all and thank you very much for volunteering to be a member of the Registration Directory Services, formerly known as WHOIS2 review team. Here's the proposed agenda I have. Please let me know if there are any changes, suggestions, or additions you'd like to add to this to kind of guide the discussion that you will be having. I tried to capture as many elements that I thought might be useful for you as the review team members to discuss and determine for yourself process, procedure, and become familiar with the group that's going to be supporting the review team. All right, no comments. I'll move on. This is kind of to give you a sense of the review process and some of the typical milestones and events that you'll need to consider as you look at your work plan, your terms of reference, the scope of the review, and the different steps that you want to, in essence, make sure that you have planned for as you move forward. I mean, the phase we're in right now is kind of getting the team together. So we're assembling the review team, and we'll give an opportunity for you to become familiar with each other. And then you can talk through how you want to actually organize the rest of the steps and the approaches that you want to take for the review itself. Any questions? All right, so moving on, here's some of the key things that you need to think about as you start planning your review. You have to elect your leadership. Have to determine, you know, the modes of communication. We do have the email list set up of the review team members, which I used to send out the information and the slide deck yesterday to everyone. So that's the email list that we would prefer that you use so that we can archive it and have that available for transparency to the community and to uphold our accountability obligations. Also need to talk a little bit about the tools that you might want to use and any kind of checklist you'd like to have developed so that we can put those in place and post those for everyone. Now, there'll be an opportunity to discuss your budget, and each review team has a set budget, and you can allocate that to whatever fashion you think would be appropriate to assist the work of the review team. It includes covering face-to-face meetings, any outside experts and consultants that you'd like to hire, any additional research work you'd like to have done, all comes out of that budget. And then through that is all of the work that you need to do initially to get the review kicked off so you can actually form the direction that you and the deep dives that you would like to take as part of this process. Initially, it's going to be doing the terms of reference and your work plan and how you want to schedule your work out. Now, to give you some sense of the direction of the review, here's the language from the bylaws. So this kind of provides the framing for what the review can undertake. There again, it's up to the review team to determine what the scope of the review will be. There's been a lot of discussion about limiting the scope of, focusing it in different directions, or avoiding any overlap with existing community work. So this is the initial framing from the bylaws. The rest of it's going to be up to the review team to determine what it wants to do and what it wants to focus on for its work. Now, one thing to note is there was an ICANN resolution in February of this year to constitute the review team, to appoint a board liaison, which is Krista Spain, and to have an ask of the review team. We know that the review team wasn't formed on May 15th, so we'll need to communicate back to the board asking for an extension and letting them know that the review team has been formed and that work will be underway on the terms of reference. But this provides some context that your initial assignment will be the terms of reference and work plan. And then anything that you want to capture in terms of the scope and the timeline, so it's consistent with what's in the bylaws, need to be included in that work and sent back to the board for their approval. So just let me know if you have any questions as we go through some of this. Now, this is the actual review team portion, where I'd like you to go and kind of introduce yourselves to your teammates. So I know that we're not in person so that you can actually see each other, but this is a way to kind of start building the team. So, I've got pictures here where we could find them. So everyone could be familiar with your faces, so when you do see each other in person, you'll know who's who. So, Alan, do you want to kind of kick off with providing some background on yourself and maybe why you're interested in being on the review team to help your teammates?
Sure. And I'll also talk about Carlton, who couldn't be on the call right now. I've been involved in ICANN for a little over 10 years now and been pretty heavily involved in most of the Who Is activities that have gone on since then. And I probably have as much frustration as anyone as to the direction that things have gone or not gone. More recently, I was a member of ATRT2, and I was the point person who was responsible for doing the detailed review of the Who Is review team recommendations, or process and recommendations. At that point, ATRT still had a responsibility to do a pretty in-depth review of other review teams. That's something it does not do right now or will not be doing in the future, but it did. I spent a fair amount of time looking at both the recommendations, the staff implementation of them, and the implementation was just starting at that point, and also related to the, the level of dissatisfaction in reviewer, in members of the Who Is review team as to how the board responded to and reacted to their recommendations and report compared to how it reacted to other review teams. So I have a fair amount of knowledge of the Who Is review team process last time around. And as a result, I have a strong interest in following through the work I started on the ATRT and trying to review how well that work was done. At the same time, I'm a member of the RDS PDP, and I have a strong level of sensitivity that we not try to go in parallel and review the work of that group or predict the outcome of that group, and that we restrict our work right now to the bylaw mandated part that we have to do, that is review the last review team. Carlton Samuels was a member of the expert working group, so he certainly has a pretty in-depth knowledge of Who Is. And as a follow-on to that, because that kind of experience will clearly be useful, he had a desire to be on this team and applied and was endorsed by the ALAC and was later selected by the selectors. And I can talk more about him, but I'll perhaps wait till he can be on a call and speak for himself. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. You say next we have Dimitri. You say, Dimitri, if you're speaking, we're having difficulty hearing you. perhaps, Brenda, you can work with Dimitri to help him with his microphone, and we can move on and then come back to him. I know Catherine has sent in her regrets that she would not be able to participate in the call today.
Dimitri, I believe we can hear you now. Okay, I am wrong. Apologies.
Okay, Erica, let's move on with you, and then we'll try and come back to Dimitri if his connection improves. Erica, do you want to introduce yourself?
Erica,
okay,
Erica,
can
speak in the chat.
Yes, yes. How about is Stephanie? Are you on the call? Do you want to introduce yourself?
I don't see her on
All
Adobe
right.
Connect.
I don't think Stephanie's on the call either.
No, I don't see her there either. Susan.
Hi, I'm Susan Calabucci, and be happy to speak. So I sort of live and breathe Who Is, both in my day job professionally. I recently left Facebook, but I spent 9 years at eBay and 8 years at Facebook in managing the corporate domain name portfolio and working with the security team and brand enforcement, all of which involves heavy use of the Who Is records. And so I understand its vital importance, and its lack of a Who Is record would stymie security efforts to protect users, our clients, our customers. So because of all those reasons, I was on the original Who Is review team. Various PDPs concerning Who Is, including currently the RDF. I'm a vice chair. And I was on the EWG team and the board GNSO committee that pushed forward the EWG report towards a PDP. And so I just do everything Who Is, in my opinion. It's my focal point, and I'm happy to participate on this team and agree with Alan that we shouldn't interfere with existing PDPs, but I think there's a lot of other Who Is issues that have arisen in the last year that we can focus on.
Thank you, Susan. Volker, you want to kind of introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you. My name is Volker Greimann. I'm I work for Key Systems, which is a large registrar based in Germany. I am a veteran of the GNSO Council, having served 2 terms until last year, the last 3 months of which I co-chaired the council. I'm a veteran of a lot of working groups. Bear the scars of the Vertical Integration Working Group. I'm still a member of the Think Who Is Working Group. I'm now a member of the new RDS Working Group, which is quite an effort that's going on at the moment, and possibly interesting to have an insight in when we do our work as well, so that we do not conflict or interfere, or maybe have something to bring back for their work as well. I'm also a board member of Nominet, which is a UK-based registry, backend operator, and CCTLD registry. And I think I'll leave it at that for now. And if anything else comes up, I'll mention that.
Thank you, Volker. And then I'd like to go back to Lily Sun and Thomas. I apologize. Slide number 11 came up as an error when we showed it, so I wanted to make sure that they also have an opportunity to introduce themselves. Lily, go ahead, please. Thanks. I don't hear anything from Lily. Thomas, do you want to go ahead?
Hello. My name is Thomas Walden. I'm relatively a new member to ICANN or attendee at ICANN. I've only been involved about four years or so. I'm a member of the Public Safety Working Group. And I've been working with Who Is a lot with how my agency and other public safety agencies, how it impacts upon their day-to-day, how they do their work. I've been working with Aaron Lacknick and some of the other RIRs to come up with a policy regarding Who Is. And when I saw the opening for this review team, it was something that interested me, and I wanted to learn a little bit more, so I figured this would be the best place for me. So I appreciate the opportunity to work with you people, and let's get some good work done.
Thank you, Thomas. And Lily, are you able to speak now? To introduce yourself? Anything? Dimitri, have we resolved his communication issue so he can introduce himself to his teammates? So moving right along, Chris, do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Gosh, who's that old guy in that photograph? Can't be me. Hi, everyone. Chris Despain, ICANN board, still formerly CCNSO. I was on the expert working group with Susan and Carlton. I am the chair of the board's all things RDS/Who Is working group, which is the sort of interface between the board and community in respect to the staggering amount of Who Is work that's going on at the moment. And I am the board's appointment as a liaison to this working group, principally, I suspect, because of those things. It's going to be a blast. Thank you.
Thank you very much. So moving right along, when you send an email to the staff list, these are the people that are on the staff list. So trying to keep us moving along, knowing Chris has to leave us shortly, and the next bit, I think, is an important discussion to have as many people participate in as possible. We'll save the specific introductions for the team until later on, but when you see us, this is the crowd that's here to assist the review team in its work. All right. Next discussion is the planning discussion. There's some decisions that the review team needs to determine for itself, including setting its schedules. Weekly plenary calls need to identify, the when and the where that you want to do that. How long you want the calls to be? Do you want them 1 hour, hour and a half, 2 hours? Do you want to rotate the times, or do you want to have a set day of the week and a time? What we've done based on the input we've gotten from the review team members on the questionnaire, here's the time zones that need to be covered for the review team members to participate. It does make for some interesting decisions. And then need to determine if and when you want to have face-to-face meetings. So those are some decisions that the review team itself needs to make.
Karen, it's Chris. We're going from UTC minus 7 to UTC plus 8, is that right?
Yes, it does make for an interesting
And is that currently with not an expected time zone change until October, right? So,
that's correct.
Okay. So plus 8 being Asia, Singapore, somewhere like that?
Yes.
And at minus 7 being LA?
Yes.
Okay. So just for everyone's benefit, then I'll shut up. the general principle that the board uses and numerous working groups have used is to try to rotate, if possible, within a reasonable time zone thing. So in other words, no earlier start for somebody than 6 a.m. and no later start than 11 p.m. So I just pop that into the discussion for the sake of it and leave it at that. Thanks.
Thanks, Chris. And I can tell you, give you some background. The PCT review team has a set day of the week and a set time for all of their calls. They happen to have some people who live in Asia that are very happy getting up in the middle of the night. The SSR2 review team rotates. They meet on Tuesdays, and they have three different time slots that they rotate through to accommodate all the review team members in their own time zones. So those are some examples of what you can consider. Now, for your weekly plenary calls, here are some suggested slots, and these are based basically on the availability of our secretariat to support the review team. So, in essence, they're open slots that don't conflict with Workstream 2 or any of the other review teams that are in place. I know Volker had a suggestion in the chat on potentially setting a solid date and maybe Wednesdays or Thursdays, I believe. Alan, you have your hand up?
I did. You seem to be presuming we will have weekly calls. Certainly on the only other review team I've participated in, there were not weekly calls. I have no problem scheduling, allotting the slot in case it's needed, but I don't think we want to presume at this point there will be weekly calls. So just to set expectations, maybe I'm off on a tangent from other people. But given that we have a 9-hour, if we're going from minus 7 to plus 8, we have a 9-hour overnight window, which we could block out so nobody has an awkward time. So it's not clear we need to rotate, but I have no objection if we do, but it sometimes makes it easier to schedule if we only have to pick one time. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. What we have... what the CCT as well as the SSR2 review teams have done is they meet weekly. SSR2 meets weekly for a 1-hour just kind of chat, and they're trying to use that to catch up on the exchanges and things that they do via email to progress their work. I believe the CCT team meets for 2 hours weekly to kind of progress their work and discuss what's going on.
Just to be clear, it's Chris again. Just to be clear, I'm not proposing necessarily that the calls rotate. I was just providing some input. In the spirit of providing input as well, and I suspect Alan and others might agree with me on this, two hours is a stretch from the point of view of concentrating and actually getting things done. But that said, if it means you can have fewer calls and it works well, then that's fine.
I really think the review team is going to have to decide that as it gets into its real work.
I think that's exactly right. I wouldn't say anything in stone right now. I'd go for a starting point and see where we get to.
And there again, it's up to your discussion to determine how you want to organize and manage the work that you have in front of you. But here are the potential open slots that we have that we can support the work.
Who are the people who are most inconvenienced by this, Brenda, from the point of view of coming in the Asia time zone?
And I don't have that information in front of me. What we can do is actually do and give you a specific analysis, send to the review team of who's in what time zone.
Yeah, we should probably ask people.
Yeah.
Because 1700 is 1 a.m., 8 hours ahead. That's pretty. That's a pretty tough one.
Well, and you say we can provide the analysis to you, and then maybe through the list exchange, the review team members can figure out what might be best for everyone. I know there's been some exchange on the chat. I mean, Lily is in plus eight, and Volker is in plus three. So
perhaps the simplest solution that we have if we have Lily move.
I can tell you that. Yes, Alan.
Yeah, Karen, it's Alan. I'm not in a position to look at these and now say which times there are, and we have a fair number of people not on the call. If we're deciding that to start with, we will schedule a one-hour call once a week, and either rotate or fix. Let's send out a doodle with all the options and see what people say.
I definitely can do this, and I wasn't expecting you to make a decision. These are just things that you need to consider.
I'm just worried Chris has to leave shortly, and I'm
concerned
we get on to other issues.
Yes, and I appreciate that. So we'll send something out to the list, and then hopefully you can have further discussion on that. So we'll use that to plan the next review team call. Now, I know this is a discussion that started on the list that you probably want to participate in. And that's determining the kickoff face-to-face meeting. I know there's been some consternation about ICANN 59, and I apologize for that. It was planned as a placeholder because we have to do these things months in advance. We can't do them with just a couple weeks in terms of the logistics with the meeting team. So the review team itself determines whether you want to have that meeting or not. We can cancel it. That's not a problem. It just we couldn't put it in place with this short notice. So the plans are, in effect, to reserve the room and everything else. And travel has gone out to the review team members there again because of the logistics and timing required to do these things. If review team members have already booked the travel and the team members determine they don't want to meet at ICANN 59, there is no problem with that. It will still be supported, basically because the focus of this meeting is going to be a lot about who is, and there's opportunities for everyone then to gather information that might be valuable for the work of the review team. So I turn it back over to you all to decide what you would like to do for your first face-to-face meeting.
So,
Chris, I have you, and then Volker.
Yeah, given that I have to go in a second, let me. So, first of all, I think it is obviously important that the people who are on the review team, if they can be in Johannesburg, should be there because, as you've said, there are a fair whack of things going on during the week that are who is related. Having a review team meeting on Saturday and or Sunday is simply unworkable from my point of view, and I think is unworkable from quite a number of members of the review team's point of view. Certainly, I think Alan and Carlton are challenged because they've written to the list. I think Stephanie is challenged. Various people are challenged. And it's going to be nigh on impossible for anything meaningful to happen if four, five, or six of the review team, I forget how many people the review team comprises, but if you know, four, five, or six or more of that review team are simply unable to be there, then it won't work. Nothing meaningful will come of it because those who aren't there will be unable to participate in the discussions. That said, that doesn't mean that we shouldn't try and organize for the review team to get together whilst everybody is in Johannesburg, albeit perhaps on an ad hoc basis and perhaps for a relatively short period of time.
But the concept of having a formal, for want of a better way of putting it, meeting where things are discussed, such as the scope and so on, just doesn't seem to me to be workable in the circumstances, given that the designated days are simply not available to a significant number of us. With that, and I know that there are others who want to speak and agree, I do have to go. I apologize for leaving on that note, and I will very much look forward to seeing everybody very soon. Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. Volker?
Yes, thank you. Volker, I'm not speaking for the record. I think it's still worthwhile to try to determine if we can, maybe, if we cannot do the full 2 days, which certainly appears like it, iron out a slot where we have two or three three hours at that weekend where we could all meet, where people could jump out for a short while out of their conflicting meetings, so we can have a kickoff, start off, and get things rolling event at the weekend. A lot of us are traveling in early because of the announcement that the meeting would be held earlier. Would have probably traveled late, like to travel later otherwise. So we would, I would appreciate it if we could use, make use of some of that time. Also knowing that having a face-to-face meeting before we meet on the list will oil the gears and make the flow of the work a lot easier if we had a face-to-face and know each other a little bit better.
Thank you, Volker. Alan, you have your hand up?
Yes, I do. Alan Greenberg speaking. A couple of things. The chances of finding a few hours during the week where all of us or a large number of us can participate, I think, is going to be virtually impossible. Certainly knowing a little bit of my schedule and having an idea about Chris's, I can say that with some level of surety. You know, perhaps dinner one of the nights might be possible. But other than that, I think it's going to be very hard. In my schedule, I have one exception. That is the Friday afternoon after the meeting for those people who are still there. I would be available. I'm booked in the morning, but I don't fly out till 7 in the evening. So in theory, I could meet for a couple of hours early Friday afternoon after the ICANN meeting. Other than that, I think it's going to be exceedingly difficult. One of the things which would be useful to know, we talked about budget earlier, and I would like to know in rough numbers how many face-to-face meetings not associated with an ICANN meeting our budget will likely sustain, because that's a valuable piece of information to know whether we could perhaps schedule a face-to-face between Johannesburg and Abu Dhabi. Thank you.
Yes, Alan, and the budget is, I mean, you could determine when and where you want your face-to-face meetings. They do not have to be in association with ICANN meetings.
Yep. But my question
and
is, how many such off-site meetings could it sustain? I don't have an idea what the budget is at all.
And we can go through that in a little more detail for on the next call if that's of interest. I believe it's it can sustain maybe two or three meetings that are not affiliated with an ICANN meeting. If you choose not to do any meetings with an ICANN meeting, then that changes some of the dynamics as well. So it could be even more than that. It just depends on what the group wants to do and what they think is their best option for meeting.
Thank you.
Now, in terms of a suggestion, I know that Lisa noted that there are several people on the call that are having some issues in terms of speaking. Maybe we could just do check marks, whether you're interested in holding the meeting on the 2 days beforehand to indicate your preference. I mean, my sense is at this point that the majority of the review team members have some conflicts and will not be able to meet. I do like the suggestion of maybe getting everyone who might be in Johannesburg together for a team dinner, so at least those that are there will have an opportunity to meet each other and start an informal discussion. And then we can proceed from there. Well, we do have a few people interested, but I do believe that there are a lot who are unable to participate. Alan, you have your hand up?
Yeah, thank you. The two items that I think we're going to have to do early on in our process are decide on the scope of the review and decide on leadership. And I would suggest in the order that I just said them, because who may be prepared to be a leader might vary depending on just what the scope is. But that being said, both of those I don't believe should be done where significant parts of the group have said they can't be there. So I really have a problem with meeting Saturday and Sunday other than a meeting in Johannesburg other than a social meeting to get to know each other and recognize each other's faces and stuff. To start making decisions with only part of the group there, I think has a real problem and a bad way to start the process.
Thank you, Alan. I do appreciate your comments on that. I mean, we do have several review team members who were unable to participate in the call today. So I don't think that it would be up to this discussion here. We can send a note out to the list to get final confirmation. Now, with that, we do have the meeting room set aside, so there is a place. Should there be members who will be there early and have time, you could informally meet there if you want to chat about something if you decide not to have the formal review team meeting. We can also set up a doodle poll to go along with that to indicate when people might be available for a team dinner, just an informal team dinner of those who are at the ICANN meeting. And hopefully we can align time that way. Alan, do you have your hand up?
Yeah, thank you. Another question that is somewhat related to our making decisions. When are we going to expect the staff analysis of the recommendations from the WHOIS Review Team 1 to be done and delivered so that we can start looking at it and assimilating it?
Now, what we have planned for the review team is actually briefing on the various on the WHOIS recommendations and the implementation details.
Not planning anything in writing?
Not at this point. There hasn't been any direction for us to write anything down. So we're going to brief you on what's happened. There'll be slide decks and other details provided on that. But we have not prepared any final report on what's happened. I mean, if that's a suggestion, we can see what we can do to prepare something for you. Okay, also on this slide are information in terms of timing for face-to-face meetings. So we'll send out a doodle poll to get determine a dinner in Johannesburg for the review team, as well as just to confirm everyone's position on whether they want to hold the meeting at ICANN 59 or not, and also provide some details. If you're in Johannesburg early, the room will be available. I won't cancel it, so that you can meet and informally chat about the review team or other issues related to WHOIS. Okay, moving along. Alan noted that one of the things that the review team itself needs to determine is its leadership. Now, when you start considering your leadership, you need to look at expertise to effectively lead the group and actually focus the group and get the work done. Now, there's also some very specific responsibilities for the review team leaders laid out in the bylaws. In particular, that's determining consensus amongst the review team members and moving forward with that. The leadership of the review team will also be responsible for the managing the budget and some of the other financial considerations to support the review team. Now, in terms of the leadership role, here is a kind of a general list of attributes and skills and responsibilities of the leader. Won't go into it in any detail, but it's something to consider if you're considering running for or indicating to the team that you would like to be a leader. Now, to give you some sense of how the other review teams have been organized, this provides some background for you. I know with SSR2, with the most recent review team that was launched earlier this year, they determined to have three co-chairs. They're in different time zones. That also gives them the ability to rotate the leadership position, as well as for meetings to occur when one or two of the co-chairs are unavailable to participate. There is always one that can lead the meeting. CCT has one chair, and then for the former reviews, you can see they had chairs and vice chairs to move the work along. So something to decide for the review team in terms of your leadership structure. So in terms of getting the work underway, you need to determine what process you're going to undertake to select the leadership. Will it be by self-nomination or by email to indicate you're interested in the position? You also need to determine if you want a single chair, a chair and a vice chair. Do you want co-chairs? How do you want the structure to be for the review team? And again, the expressions of interest. Do you want to do it on email list? Do you want to do it in person at a face-to-face meeting? And in essence, how long you want the leadership process to take before a decision is reached? Because having a leader in place then will allow agendas to be prepared and other work of the review team to be managed by the review team itself. Now, back to the discussion on ICANN 59. Here are some sessions on who is that might be of interest for those who are at the meeting. We wanted to note those because those would be useful discussions to observe and experiences to capture so you can bring back into the review team discussions on the scope of work, noting that there is a lot of work that the committee is already undertaking with who is and how you might want to approach some of that. There's also another decision that the review team has to make for itself, and that's the role of observers and how you want observers to participate in the work of the review team. Right now, observers don't have posting rights to any of the lists, and they have a separate room where they near what's going on here. They can see the presentation, they can listen, but they cannot participate in any of the discussion that you're having. They can indicate things in their own chat room. We can introduce that to the review team members should you want us to acknowledge that. There are lots of decisions in terms of how you would like them to participate in the work of what's going on. I know other review teams have, like SSR2, for example, has determined that the review team members can actually provide input in their own chat room that will be considered by the review team members. So we read that into the records and they determine what they want to do with it. They've actually reached out to consult with some of the review team members or the observers to get their opinions on different things that they've suggested. They're also looking right now at furthering that relationship in terms of how they would want them to provide input in some of the subgroups that they've created to look at specific topics. Just examples for this review team to consider as they look at the role of the observers and how they want them to interact with you as you do your work. So any other business? That's kind of the essence of what we have in front of us. I know there's been some discussion in the chat about a chair and vice chairs. You know, there again, it will be up to your preference as to how you want to organize your leadership structure and the roles that everyone will play in that. So how do you want to approach having that discussion? I mean, should that be another item that we kick off on an email discussion list in terms of the leadership, as well as indicating or asking for people to indicate their interest in positions? I see Volker noted that email would be best. And then Lily was interested in a timeline. So how much time do you want to set up and allow for the discussion on the leadership as well as the confirmation of who you want to choose to play a role in the structure that you agree to? Any comments, suggestions for that period of time? What we can do is launch a call for expressions of interest for the leadership position and indicate some of the options you can choose for the structure of the review team. And doing that by email, you could determine the best approach. All right, and Stephanie noted in that maybe you could use the Johannesburg meeting for informal discussions on some of these issues, and including managing observers. So is your preference then to indicate that we'll kick this off by email? All right. So,
Karen, I have my hand up. It's Alan.
Sorry, Alan. Please go ahead.
Yeah, let's raise the issues on email that have to be decided. People can contribute or not. It's really hard to decide how we're going to decide when we still don't know if we're meeting a week and a half from now or when or for how long. So let's get the critical issue of what we're doing or not doing in Johannesburg settled, and I think the rest will start falling out from that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alan, and we will get that note out immediately. And asking for a very quick turnaround, in essence, a response, so a decision can be reached by close of business tomorrow, so that everyone will have a good idea of how to plan their time for Johannesburg. Is that acceptable to everyone? And then we'll follow up with all of the other emails that the expressions of interest for the leadership, a doodle poll for your next call, as well as indication of interest as to location and time zones where you would like to hold those calls. Does that seem acceptable to everyone? Is there any other business that you would like to raise?
It's Alan speaking. Recognize we have a fair number of people not on the call right now. So even agreement from everyone on this call doesn't make things definitive. Let's start it off and see if we can arrange anything for Johannesburg. And if not, we're going to have to try to arrange something somewhere else between then and Abu Dhabi.
Yes, Alan, thank you very much for that suggestion. And maybe arranging the next review team call probably after Johannesburg, because I don't think we can get one in next week because of everyone's travel arrangements at this point. There could be further discussion along those lines.
I thought we decided we were going to do a doodle to try to set up a weekly call.
We are, okay. But it probably will not start until after Johannesburg.
That's correct.
All Okay, and what I have here is just various pieces of information for the review team. So here's your email list, and exchanges on that list are publicly archived. Here's your workspace on the wiki page where we post all the information, the meeting details, and everything else. We have some background materials posted so that you can, if you're unfamiliar with all the activities going on around who is or the reports and things that have been prepared in the last couple of years, you can go there and find a lot of source material. Now, if you want to find out more information about observers, they have their own wiki page as well, where you can find out who's subscribed as an observer, and that might help you in determining how you want to approach integrating it or using comments and input from observers in the work. And then the last thing is the email list where you can reach the staff. And if you have any questions or other things, you can reach us through that.
Karen,
all right, before we close.
Karen, can I ask that the slide deck be sent out, if it hasn't already, to the mailing list?
It was sent out yesterday to everyone.
Thank you.
Yes. And it will be posted on the wiki page, so you can find it there as well. If you have problems opening it in your email. So let's kind of recap the action items. Our first action is to send a note out to the review team members regarding ICANN 59. And we will ask to have a indication and expression of interest so that a decision can be reached by close of business tomorrow, and that will be close of business in LA. Then we'll send out an email that will include a doodle poll for the review team to determine its weekly call and what the best time zone might be, or the rotation of time zones that you would like to have for that call, including a date that we can determine to set up that call after Johannesburg so that everyone can get that on their schedules. Then we'll send out an email on expressions of interest for the leadership position, including the various options you can use for the leadership structure, as well as asking the review team members to express their interest in a position based on the structure they think would be best for the review team. Have I missed any action items or follow-up items that we need to do at this point?
No, I think we're good.
Oh, and the review team dinner in Johannesburg. I was going through my notes here. Forgot that. So, well, we'll follow up with that as well, but the first one will be specifically to ICANN 59 and holding the meeting or not. So is there any other business that you'd like to discuss? All right, well, hearing none, I'd like to thank you all very much for volunteering for the review team. I look forward to working with all of you and supporting the work moving forward. And in particular, I look forward to a very quick response by close of business tomorrow on ICANN 59 and whether you want to proceed with that meeting or not, or just doing something informally. That's all I had to cover to kind of get this review team formed and kicked off. So thank you very much. And if we pass each other in the halls in Johannesburg, let's stop and introduce ourselves in person. You have the pictures of the support team, so we're very eager to meet all of you. So thank you very much. You can stop the recording now, please.